It's May 2025, and this is the Music is Art podcast number 6. I'm your host, Daniel Pipitone, and this is the official podcast of the Spotted Peccary Music Label. Things have been really busy around here, and we're just now catching our breath after a busy stretch. We just released The Precious Dark, the new album from David Helbling and Eric the Taylor. And I realized that between the album art, podcast, video production, social media posts, and all the other moving parts involved in a release and launching it, it's easy to get caught up in the momentum of all that. And sometimes we push ourselves so hard to keep things rolling that we sometimes forget to pause and check in with how we're feeling. More than once, I've looked up from a long session of working only to realize that I haven't eaten or taken a break or definitely haven't given my brain or body any rest. Does that sound familiar? I'm sure many of you can relate. For me, music is often the reset button. Around here, we like to say, music is the medicine. And that got me thinking about how deeply music can impact our well-being, how it can soothe, how it can center us, and how it can restore us when we need it the most. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. It also happens to be the month we celebrate Mother's Day. And that intersection made me reflect on the powerful, nurturing, and deeply expressive work of the women artists on our label and what their music means to us. In this episode, I've curated a special mix of tracks created by the talented women artists of Spotted Peccary. Their music speaks in subtle and powerful ways. These tracks invite you to quiet your mind, breathe deeply, and simply listen to the music and feel its healing power. And this episode marks the first in a new series I'm calling Critical Listening, where we'll explore music through the lens of themes, ideas, and concepts, all drawn from our rich catalog. So let's begin with Deborah Martin.
Thank you.
That was Aurora by Deborah Martin from the 20th anniversary remaster of her 1995 release, Under the Moon. Deborah Martin is not only an artist on Spotted Peccary, but also one of the label's co-owners, and she's been at the core of what makes us Spotted Peccary since the early 1990s. We at the label affectionately call her Mama Peccary, since she's the one who takes care of us all. She keeps us organized, she keeps us all moving in the right direction, and if you've ever hung out with us, you know that she also keeps us fed. Her music is timeless, and even her earliest recordings, like Under the Moon, sound as fresh and relevant today as the moment she recorded them. She weaves together warm, organic textures with whispering melodies and often conjures a unique sense of place in her music. Next up is Metamorphic from her 2015 release, Eye of the Wizard, followed by Blue Lake, going back to her 2010 remaster of her 1999 release, Deep Roots, Hidden Water. Thank you.
Thank you.
From here, we'll transition into the luminous and textured music of Madhavi Devi, also known as Cheryl Gallagher. Cheryl's first release on Spotted Peccary was a collaboration with Deborah Martin back in 2004, based on their experiences while they were traveling, titled Tibet. And we'll be hearing some music from that release a bit later on. Cheryl's work as Madhavi Devi is that of an electronic musician, harpist, and meditative sound painter whose work often revolves around self-discovery. Her music invites listeners to explore their own self-awareness and to search for inspiration within her intimate and often intensely powerful music. Her solo and collaboration releases on Spotted Peccary collectively present a deeply personal, gradually unfolding soul-searching journey. And today we'll be treated to just a few moments in this journey. We'll hear two tracks from her 2018 release, The Truth of Being. First is Jade Breeze, followed by Breakthrough. Thank you.
Thank you.
we return again to music from Deborah Martin, but this time in collaboration with Jill Haley. Jill Haley is an immensely talented multi-instrumentalist. She's an oboist, English horn player, pianist, and composer, and she has an innate ability to capture the spirit of her natural surroundings in her music. She spends much of her time working in residence at U.S. national parks and composing and performing music she creates inspired by those places. Deborah and Jill have collaborated on two nature-inspired albums so far and are working away on their third. Jill's instrumentation adds a layer of sublime texture to Deborah's soundscapes and invites the listener to imagine the natural world speaking through the music. We'll be hearing two tracks from their first two collaboration releases, starting with Earth, Stone, Water, Sky from their 2021 release, The Silence of Grace, followed by the title track from their 2023 album, Into the Quiet. Spending time in nature is good for the mind and the body, and hearing music like that that speaks nature's language is proof of why. Now we'll hear again from Deborah Martin and Cheryl Gallagher, but this time it's music they've made together as we listen to a track from that collaboration I mentioned earlier. We'll be hearing Seeker and Sought from their 20th anniversary remaster of Tibet, originally recorded in 2004 and remastered in 2024. you've come this far, I hope this music has helped you calm your mind, maybe provided a peaceful rest, or at the very least has given you a moment to take a breath and consider the quiet strength you found in the music and in yourself. We'll come to a close now with two tracks that I think are a fitting ending. We'll hear two tracks from Catherine Marie Charlton's collaboration with ambient guitarist Carl Weingarten. Their album, Where There Is Light, was released back in 2016, and their poetic blending of guitar texture and artful piano melodies is timeless and a perfect finish to this episode. Catherine Marie Charlton is an accomplished pianist with a deep connection and commitment to the arts. Her music is guided by emotion and improvisation. It's intimate, reflective, expressive, and if it hits you in just the right way, it can bring you to tears. We'll end with two beautiful pieces, Refuge and finally, 5 a.m. Find links to all the music from this episode in the show notes, and as always, be sure to like and subscribe, and please share with anyone you think could use a few quiet moments. Until next time.